Welcome to today's Wrenchgott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Manager of the Pella Dispatch Office, Marcia Slycord, joins us on today's program to kick off our Severe Weather Awareness Week coverage. She's here to talk about when and how to report storm damage.
So there's a lot of things and ingredients that come together for Pella's response in the event of severe weather. And first of all, tell us about that response and how Pella responds in the event of severe weather.
Well, first of all, the police department participates and works very close with the National Weather Service and KNIA and KRLS. We want the citizens to know that when there is severe weather, our officers and emergency personnel are at a heightened awareness of the conditions of the weather. When the National Weather Service would issue a tornado warning, the Pella Police Department actually activates the outdoor warning system. We actually have 9 sites within the community that are strategically placed to make that notification.
During a severe weather event, there's a lot of things that can go on when it comes to damage reports and when it comes to things of that nature. What should people be doing if they want to report damage during the storm? The first thing, of course, is staying inside until the storm is gone. But second of all, how should they contact the police department to report damage, especially if it's significant to public property or to their own property?
We definitely want citizens to give us a call and let us know. One thing to keep in mind is that personal injury is going to take priority over other damages within the city. So if someone's injured, definitely call 911, report that to the police department, and let them know what's going on, what the scene is like. As we do through all education of the community and citizens, is that my staff is going to ask a lot of questions that you might feel are not important or minute, but each one of those questions assists emergency responders in making that appropriate response. My staff is in charge of prioritizing and getting the responders to a scene that is relatively safe for them to even enter. So there's that fine line of response with any type of an emergency.
And then another question for you as well is, what's your partnership like with us? It's been a long-term relationship with both county and city responders and to us. And how are you getting that information out there basically to the people? If there is some form of issue when it comes to a closure, let's say in the city of Pella, your staff receives information from Public Works or things of that nature, how can folks rely on our relationship here that we've built over the years to make sure that the information is out there?
Well, we do as time allows. Again, sometimes we can't get it on the air right away, but we are so close in proximity to the office of KNIA stations that we're able to communicate very well. I know the staff is good about coming to the police department and checking in, and we much appreciate that. So we just continue to make that concerted effort to make the citizens aware of what's going on. And in some cases, the information that KNIA is broadcasting is exactly what my staff is going to tell citizens when they call in. So if I know it's difficult, I know the adrenaline rush is there, but if we can take care of the personal injuries first and then go to the other damage control, especially one thing I'd like to point out is, depending upon what time of day the storm is, during the day when all the city departments are working, it's much easier, much quicker for everyone to respond. If we're talking about an overnight storm or early morning, it's going to take a little bit for Public Works or Parks or some of those departments to get out and start working on some areas. So as much as that adrenaline rush is during a storm and we're all concerned, I just encourage everyone to take a deep breath and let's get the personal injuries handled at the forefront, and then we will all very much work together to progress in any other methods that we need to.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. Be sure to tune in all this week for special Let's Talk programs about Severe Weather Awareness Week 2015.